Last year, at the end of the year, San Bernardino County alarmed the county people of the problems with fentanyl coming into our county at high numbers, and that the overdosed deaths had increased rapidly. Fentanyl is now the number one cause of death among adult Americans under the age of 50, according to the DEA. And last year, over 107,000 people died of drug overdoses, 67% of them from synthetic opioids like fentanyl. There's also xylazine, a veterinary drug known as Trank, that's out on the market and is pushing among all ages. And then there's marijuana and all kinds of other drugs. So, Father God, we bring before you the situation at campuses, the schools, where the drugs can pass, can be sold. We pray that that would be stopped. We pray that there would be a respect, a fear, an education about it, that more and more students, teachers, staff, parents, collectively law enforcement would say no. We appreciate the schools that say this is a drug-free zone. We pray, God, that there would be more and more schools that would put that banner out there. I mean, I drive by a school in my neighborhood that has it at the elementary, and that is so awesome. So we pray, God, for that. And we also lift up teens that are struggling with drugs, that they would learn to abide in you, that they would come to know you, first of all, or come to know a friend who knows you, and that they would take them to you. Father, we pray for their peace, and that they would come to know peace and joy that comes from you, not from the drug itself. That when they're tempted, that they would gain, thinking they would gain something from the drug, that they would find hope in abiding in you and receiving the fullness of your love. We also pray for the parents that have children struggling with drugs. We pray, God, that you would help them to protect them from the temptations, help them not to ignore it, help them to get involved, to find ways to help their kids get out of it, and to educate their children at a young age, and to seek resources that would help them see their children set free completely. We pray, God, for the social pressure that comes from others encouraging them through their peer pressure or whatever to try the drug or try this or that. We know of two girls in Upland last year that were sold something because they had lost their boyfriends and had been dumped. And so they, during their lunch break, went and found some people who sold them what they thought was something very small and simple and not that bad, and ended up being a drug laced with fentanyl and almost killed them. So, Lord, we know it's right in our back door. So we pray, Father, for them not to succumb to their peer pressure. Lord, we just put a hedge of protection around all the school campuses. We ask that they would be contained and refrained from any drugs passing on campus, that none of it would be done even in the parking lots. And that students, when they, if they're old enough to go on outside the campus, we pray, God, that they will not succumb to the drug dealers that are selling it. And we just can pray, Father, for fentanyl, xylazine, and all these other drugs, that it would be stopped. We thank you for that the government created a bill called HALT to do some resourcing on to the law enforcement and everyone to be able to find a way to slow this down. And we pray for the borders to be protected from it getting in. And for those that are selling it, we just thank you for Operation Consequences that happens in our county and others like it, that they would continue to find and seize more and more of it and get rid of it appropriately, and that no one would take it and abuse it. We thank you, God, that you are greater than drugs and that you are greater than this evil, and you came to set the captives free. So we thank you, Father, that we're praying for that, and we will continue to fill the airwaves with our prayers that you will, we will see a mighty work of you in this area, in the schools, in the students, in the campuses in this county. In Jesus' name, amen.